This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. has taken a historic step in seeking to punish Russians involved in the Ukraine war, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Biden administration has charged four Russian military members with war crimes, alleging they kidnapped and tortured an American in Ukraine.
Justice Department's first criminal charges under the U.S. war crime statute.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the four Russians took the man from his home last year before staging what FBI Director Chris Wray and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas called a mock execution.
That speaks to the brutality, criminality, and depravity of Russia's invasion.
The man and his Ukrainian wife were eventually evacuated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An emergency spending bill to provide billions of dollars in new security assistance for Ukraine and Israel was blocked in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday as Republicans pressed their demands for tougher measures to control immigration at the U.S. border with Mexico. The vote was 49 in favor to 51 against, leaving the $110 billion measure short of the 60 votes needed in the 100-member Senate to pave the way to start debate, threatening President Joe Biden's push to provide new aid before the end of 2023. Several Palestinians were killed and several others injured on Wednesday in an Israeli bombardment on a house in Rafah, a city in the Gaza's far south near the border with Egypt, according to Palestinian medical sources. Reuters footage shows several bodies and injured people, one man with both legs cut off below his knees being carried away from the scene as people search through rubble with their bare hands. This is VOA News. Synagogues, mosques, and other faith-based organizations in the U.S. are confronting a spike in hate crimes in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas terror attack on Israel. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selvin explains.
The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a new guide to help churches, synagogues, mosques, and other groups improve the physical security for their congregations and facilities. Security officials say the U.S. remains mired in a heightened threat environment, with the biggest danger coming from individuals or small groups using current events to act out on their grievances. The FBI says the number of hate crime cases alone has jumped by about 60% over the past 2 months, with the majority of attacks targeting the Jewish community. But that warning lights are everywhere. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. military announced Wednesday it was grounding its fleet of V-22 Osprey tilt-rotor aircraft following a deadly crash last week off the coast of Japan. The Air Force Special Operations Command said in a statement the move was to mitigate risk while the investigation continues on the November 29th crash, which killed 8 U.S. airmen. The hybrid V-22 Osprey aircraft, which can take off and land vertically like a helicopter and rotate its propellers forward to fly like an airplane, has been involved in 3 fatal accidents in just over a year. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu this week ordered a thorough investigation of the bombing by a drone of civilians on Sunday in northern Kaduna State. Amnesty International said at least 120 people were killed in the bombing, citing reports from field staff and local residents. Timothy Obuzu reports from the Nigerian capital, Abuja.
The Nigerian military has also ordered an investigation and promised the outcome will guide future operations. Authorities also promised to compensate families. But rights group Amnesty International says authorities have reneged on past promises made to families of errant military bombing. In January, 39 civilians were erroneously bombed in Nasarawa State near the capital, and authorities promised to investigate. But rights groups like Amnesty International are still demanding accountability for that strike and others. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Las Vegas police say 3 people have been shot to death and a 4th critically wounded in an attack at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, before authorities killed the shooter. Students and professors barricaded themselves in classrooms after shots rang out shortly before noon Wednesday. Authorities say university police and city police swarmed the campus and the gunman died in a shootout. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.